First of all, I want to welcome everybody here today. We're delighted to have you here. It's an exciting day for us, and I think it's going to be an exciting day for Packers fans everywhere. You folks have received the news release, so you know what our plans are in the immediate future. What I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit today about the planning that has gone into this event. And then Denny Tatum, who is the Vice President, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Hall of Fame, and the gentleman who's in charge of the banquet will come up here with me, and the two of us will answer questions. Planning for this actually began in the fall of 2013, when the Packers and the Hall of Fame got together and decided to do what would be a first in Packers history. Honor Brett Favre, one of the Packers and the National Football League's all-time greats, by giving him two wonderful honors at the same time. Retire his number and induct him into the Packers Hall of Fame. At the same time, we felt that the banquet would be a great venue for bringing Brett, his wife Deanna, and the family of the Favres back into the Packers family, which we felt was very, very important. All along, we always talked about the history and tradition of the event. We want to make it as special for Brett as we've made it for everyone else. As soon as we had that initial meeting, we decided that we're going to be having an event that's not only going to be important locally, but it's going to be very important nationally. And the Packers and the Hall of Fame started working together to find extra seating locations here in the atrium. And they finally reached a decision to put tables on both the third and the fourth floors, which we have never done before, and we'll have a capacity crowd of 1,600 people this year. And we've been averaging in the past years about 1,000. Last August, we announced that at a press conference when the event would be held and what we were going to do. And the tickets immediately became an extremely hot item. We were sold out in a matter of days. 25% of the tickets went to sponsors who have partnered with the Packers Hall of Fame for many years. The others went to fans who are longtime supporters of the Hall of Fame and have attended most of the banquets in the past. Plus, we're going to have past inductees, the Favre family, and past dignitaries. We've tried to make an attempt to accommodate as many fans as possible. And the Packers, the Hall of Fame, and Brett all heard from fans after the sellout was announced to say how disappointed they were that they couldn't be a part of this event. We immediately started looking at other options. And that's when we came up with the idea of the bowl, with the live event on the screen and Brett making an appearance on the field. And also, thanks to Carl Mall and the Journal Broadcast Group, we're able to televise live the event on the Packers Network and streamline it on Packers.com. I think it's important to point out that one of the reasons we're going to sell tickets in the bowl is we need to know what kind of a crowd to anticipate. For security reasons, for staffing reasons, are there going to be 500, 5,000? We want to make sure that we're able to take care of the fans who are in attendance, and because of that, we're selling the tickets. We did look at other options. We talked very briefly because it's been rumored for some time that the entire event should be held in the bowl. We talked about that. There are many negatives. The number one problem being the fact that the weather, if we get rain before or during the event, we've got a horrible problem. And if we get an electrical storm, we won't be able to televise the event after promising it to Packers fans across the country. I think it's very important that everyone keeps another thing in mind. This is a two-part event. Part one will take place this summer. Part two will take place next fall at a Packers regular season game when Brett will go on the field, talk to the fans, and have his name and number unveiled in the north end zone. We visited with Brett and his agent, Buss Cook, throughout this process. Tried to keep them informed what our plans were, let them know what we wanted to do. I always stressed to Brett that we're keeping the fans in mind and trying to accommodate as many as possible. And interestingly enough, every time we talked, it was the number one item on his list. Are we taking care of the fans? And I promised him we would. Now, if I could, I'd like to bring Denny up here. The two of us will be happy to take any questions you have about the banquet. As I say, Denny is in charge of it, so he's handled a lot of logistics. This being a first in Packers history, it's opened a lot of new doors for us, and we're excited about it. It's a national event that's going to get a lot of acclaim, and we think it'll go down in Packers history as the best dinner ever. Denny, do you want to step up? If we could take your questions, folks, we're happy to do so.
The Packers have made the decision that it will be a straight $4 per individual. That would be for gaining access to the stadium itself. They're looking at $4 per vehicle for parking purposes. But as far as those in attendance in the bowl, that $4, basically the net of that $4 will go for the Brett Favre Foundation, Brett and Deanna Foundation. That's a very interesting question, and I think there's not a person here that would roll the dice and it would come up 7-Eleven. We really don't have the slightest idea from the standpoint of fan response. You know, I can honestly say from the phone calls that we've been receiving, if that is any measure of active interest, I would say that we will have a stadium that is representative of Favre fans throughout the country, to be honest with you.
So you're not going to cap it, though. You're not saying we're only selling 20,000. If you sell all 75,000, you'll sell all 75,000.
I think that would be an immense tribute to Brett Favre and his 16 years as a Packer. I would like to take this opportunity just to share one thing that in some ways has been a misconception, and I would really like to alert everyone that the Hall of Fame induction banquet is a major fundraiser for the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, Inc. We are proud partners with the Green Bay Packers, but we are two separate identities. And the Hall of Fame induction banquet, along with our celebrity golf outing, are our two major fundraisers, and we use that revenue to maintain financial stability. So I want all Packer fans to realize that the Hall of Fame induction banquet is truly a major fundraiser for Hall of Fame, Inc. So thank you for letting me share that. From the standpoint of time, you're actually looking at a program that, including dinner, generally speaking, lasts about 3.5 hours.
Will concession stands be open in the bowl? I mean, how's this going to work for the fans that pay the $4?
It is my understanding that the concession stands will be open. I would say that the utmost concern, of course, is giving the fans the opportunity to view on the Tundratron, the events that are taking place in the atrium, but still to provide them with the hospitality that they would get going into the stadium for a regular game, which would mean, yes, the concession stands would be open.
Is his appearance on the field going to be after the official ceremony in here is over? How's that going to work?
That has to be determined as of yet. That's a logistic decision that has to be made. It will be made with the prime considerations of those fans and guests that are inside the atrium, plus how we can accommodate those that are in the bowl. So that'll be a decision based upon Brett Favre, the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame, and the Green Bay Packers, and what is most appropriate for the fans that are attending.
How much of the event is going to be broadcast out there? I mean, are people sitting in the bowl going to have to watch people eat dinner?
The entire event will be telecast, you know, once the dinner is completed. What we plan to do is send Brett out into the stadium during the dinner so that he can greet the fans and talk to them at that point, because we need him back in here. Once the program starts, it's on live television, and we need him here. One more point about your previous question. We are limiting tickets to eight per person at the very beginning, again, because we have no idea what to anticipate as far as the crowd size is concerned. if we find out there's going to be a lot of room, we'd obviously sell more tickets to an individual. We're just trying to kind of protect everybody so they don't say, I stood in line and I couldn't get a ticket.
So just the ceremony portion is what is going to be broadcast out there and across the...
And it'll be probably an hour ceremony. It will be a lengthy ceremony. And we have featured people coming in to participate in this ceremony. To say it's going to be an historic evening when you see the people who are going to be here ready, you can't say enough about how historic it is. I think Denny should talk. How big a summer this is going to be for the Hall of Fame because of the induction going into the new hall?
You know, I really don't think you could conceive an idea that would be worthy of what's going to transpire this summer with reference to the Hall of Fame, the new Hall of Fame that's being established, the new Hall of Fame that will be opening up sometime within the month of July, hopefully. But you take what the Green Bay Packers have been noted for throughout professional sports, where we stand in pro football. I think if any of you have read over the past several months how the NFL and other sports teams are taking a look at the Green Bay Packers and the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame and what we have here, that is an open arms invitation for fans from across the world to come and visit the history of the Green Bay Packers from our inception in 1919 up until present. So we have the opening of the Hall of Fame. We have characteristically something that has never happened before, and that's the dual ceremony of Brett Favre being inducted into the Hall of Fame singularly. He's one of only five people that have ever been inducted by themselves into the Hall of Fame. Bill Brault was one who's the founder of the Hall of Fame. Ron Wolf in 2000, Bob Harlan in 2004. We had Mike Holmgren in 2012, and we had Reggie White in 2006. So there's a lot of history that's going to be made during the month of July, and we're all proud to be a very strong part of it.
We've talked about a lot of options. That's why I tried to point out, we even talked going to other venues, for example, if that would help us with the crowd size. The venues we looked at, the seating capacity was about the same as we'd have at Lambeau. Plus, this is where the history and tradition of this franchise was raised and strengthened. And Brett's illustrious 16-year career in the National Football League took place right here. This is where it belongs. And I think to move it away from Lambeau would be a huge mistake. But we listened to Brett. I listened to Bus Cook. We've tried to accommodate as many people as we could in as many ways as possible, with the number one thought always being, how do we help the fans? And this is where we've come to. Well, Brett really felt in the last time I talked to him was a week ago. His feeling recently has been, it's a Packers Hall of Fame event. Let them plan it. I just want to make sure we're taking care of the fans. I think Brett understands that we've looked at alternatives. If he said something to us, we have certainly discussed it among ourselves. And like I say, he has never removed the number one item from his list of being the interest in the fans. He's been very persistent in that. And we have too. I know what this means to fans. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And we looked at every option. For example, in the television, we were going to rerun it the next day. That was our original plan. And we decided as the interest kept building and building and building and more fans asking to be a part of it, that the live television made a great deal of sense. And fortunately, the Journal Broadcast Company can help us with that. So we've never wavered in what our goal was. It's just taken us a while to get there.
Will his speech to the fans, will that be on TV too?
His his speech to the fans will, it won't be on the live television. It'll be before, I believe, before the live television comes on. I think they're going to start televising live. I think the plan is at the beginning, very beginning of the banquet.